Pierce shared that you were about to be poached by a couple former coaches.
Mm-hmm.
What made you want to stay here in Baltimore?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Baltimore just feels like home for me as far as football goes. You know, I have, like, so much familiarity with everyone in the building. It's been a great fit for me football-wise, too. So, you know, I obviously appreciated the interest and have a ton of respect for those guys. But, you know, my heart was here, and it's made a ton of sense for me to stay.
Brett, we were just talking to John about this, but the start of your career, I mean, you missed basically three of your first 4 years, or big portions of them. Do you have ever thought at that point in time that you'd still be playing all these years later and end up having the career you've had?
No chance, man. It was tough times, a lot of dark days, and a lot to fight through. And I think guys like Terrell Suggs, Marshall Yanda, you know, they dealt with a bunch of injuries throughout their career, and they were kind of there to lift me up and to be like a benchmark on like what to work on coming off an injury, you know, kind of how to have the right mindset, like going into the whole thing. So there was a lot of sitting back and watching and, you know, trying to figure out how I fit in and that sort of thing. But, you know, relying on those vets and stuff like that helped me a ton, you know, and allowed me to get through that and, you know, turn that into a career. You know, it was just 1 year at a time, and thankfully it worked out.
You've now been an NFL survivor. Definition I used. You've been in the NFL for a long time, playing on the fringe of the roster, a lot of that, and obviously been on the handshake group for now several years. What do you talk to other young players about in terms of, you know, not everybody gets a big second contract. You sometimes you look at it that way.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, just being in the league is a privilege, man. Like, every single day, you just got to relish it because, you know, you see so many guys in and out. And just even looking at my class now, it's, you know, nobody's still around. So just finding your own role, just appreciating it. Like, as I get older, I've started to be able to take, a seat back and really just appreciate, like, how thankful I am to be here. You know, when you're young, you're, like, noses on the grindstone, you're just like hustling every day, you're stressed out, all this stuff, and now I feel like I can kind of be at a luxury to sit back and just really appreciate things each and every day. And I think that's kind of helped me, like, you know, continue to play well in this later stretch of my career.
Brent, we've been kind of asking some of the more experienced linemen about Travis Jones. You've got to see him grow. I mean, to your mind, what specific thing has to happen for him to go from the good player we saw last year to maybe something more than that?
I think he's doing it, man. Like, you know, he's a guy like Justin to look at, you know, Broderick Washington, who works so, so hard. Like, he's up with them early in the morning working out. You know, he kind of sees the model of what to do, and I think you guys can see it, like, out on the field. You know, his like, pass-rushing ability has gotten so, so much better. The way he moves, his quickness, his size, speed, just the way he thinks about the game now, you know, it's at a more mature level where, you know, I think he's going to take off this year. You know, I think he's done a great job and looked at those guys, how they've done it. And, yeah, the sky's the limit for him. I think he's going to take a huge step this year.
Thanks,
appreciate it.
Thanks.